Hey friends, I hope you are having a good day whenever you are listening to this. I am so excited to share today's podcast with you. I got to talk with Emily Mayberry, and she is honestly one of the sweetest people that I have ever met. And throughout this whole conversation, I was just so at peace, and the whole conversation was just spirit-led and just really authentic and like true to who like the both of us are, which is just so amazing. But a little bit more about her. She is married to her very best friend, Wes Mayberry. And she is a creative and the founder behind Emily Mayberry Creative. And she started that as a way to help others see the beauty and joy in life that's all around us through lettering art, custom cards, and all things creative. She's also in graduate school to be a professional counselor, and she is so passionate about encouraging others to become who God has uniquely created them to be. Whew, yes. And just through creativity and encouragement, those are like her two favorite things. Emily Mayberry Creative has been such a unique way that the Lord has put her passions together to just continue on in what he has for her. So y'all, this is an awesome podcast. Like, the story of her husband and her is so great, and how Emily Mayberry Creative came together. Like, it's also great, and I'm so excited for you to listen. So without further ado, let's go. Welcome to the Fearlessly Fit Faith Podcast. Here you are going to be encouraged in truth, truth equipping you to experience the fullness of this life that Christ has for you. You will be encouraged to lead fearlessly in obedience to God, to be fit in every aspect of your whole person, and to also have the faith to pursue what God has for you. How? Well, by hearing stories of women who are taking steps to lead well in whatever they do, whether they be a photographer, teacher, content creator, business owner, honestly, whatever it is, we want to reach your heart to encourage you to lead whole in the area that God has you leading in. We're all leaders, and here you will be encouraged to lead whole. So first, tell us some about you. Who are you, and what are some of the things that make you you?
Yeah, so I guess where to begin, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I actually started out my freshman year at UNC Chapel Hill and ended up transferring to Clemson. I'm sure we'll kind of talk about that later, but it was definitely a God story there. And then after graduating from Clemson in 2016, I taught kindergarten and preschool at an under-resourced school in the Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina area before going overseas to work with a ministry in Uganda, where we worked with vulnerable and abandoned women and children. And then I just fell in love with, you know, the people I was working with so much. And after my first summer, I was asked and committed to go back after I finished my second year of teaching. But this time I was going to go for like a longer period of time. So it was kind of wild that one of those seasons where you just trust God with your future. And of course, you know, 2 weeks after coming back from my first trip to Uganda, I met my husband. So that whole year preparing to go back to Uganda, we were dating and got engaged, and it was definitely just a whirlwind. Crazy story. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. But that time overseas in Uganda, serving and then away from Wes, my now husband, during our engagement season, was just really, really challenging, but also beautiful, and that deepened my faith in the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord like never before. Because while I was overseas, just things that the Lord needed to work in me, he just did in so many unique ways. And he just used the women and children there just to, like, I don't know, show me his goodness in the midst of just really hard circumstances that a lot of them were living in over there. But at the same time, the pain that I was struggling with and missing my fiance, it just was a whirlwind. Like, you can't really put it into words, but it's a refining season where the Lord just grew me and developed me, and in the midst of so much joy and so much pain all at the same time. Definitely felt like my heart was torn in two pieces. But anywho, while I was gone, my husband found this little house here in Spartanburg, a fixer-upper, and worked on it while I was gone. My friends like to joke that it was like the real life notebook, which was like, of course, my dream come true, you know, but thank you, Jesus. And then coming home, we got married, finished up fixing up this house, and started our life together here in Spartanburg. Our anniversary is next weekend, March 30th. Oh. So yeah, we're coming up on a year, and we just honestly can't believe it. And then lastly, after coming home from our honeymoon, I felt the Lord calling me to start this little lettering art business called Emily Mayberry Creative. And It's just been so humbling to see how it's taken off since that one little small leap of faith. I'm also in grad school to become a professional counselor. I'm getting that degree through Liberty Online, and I just love getting to help encourage others to just live into God's unique callings on their lives and just be who God created them to be. So all of these parts of my story definitely like make me me, but most importantly, I hope what comes from my story is just that God has been with me and guided me every step of the way, and He's been more than faithful in every season, even the really challenging ones, and all of that's just made me love Him more. So.
Yes, that's so awesome. And just like touching on the time when you were in Uganda, it like with that being a refining season and everything, like I just feel like in those times, like he really stretches us, you know, and
Oh,
like
yeah.
it like makes us have to trust him more. And like it just makes the journey like so much more fun to go through that stretching. I'm one of those people who enjoys like the suffering, but like yes, it's like painful and
Yeah.
most of it, but like you just learn so much about yourself, and it's so awesome to like
Yeah.
allow him to walk alongside us in that. So yes, I'm
Well,
sure that was like a beautiful season.
yeah, and actually I want to share one thing. I just thought of this when you said that. I had a lady that I met in Uganda. She was actually another missionary. And she kind of was a little bit of a mentor figure for me while I was there. And I remember just everything I was going through emotionally, preparing for marriage on a different continent. Like it was just all the things. But I remember her telling me, and I was also just like processing some of my own stuff. And she just was like, Emily, this, like, you're gonna leave this in, like, all of this you're going through in this red dirt, and you're gonna miss this season of being like so utterly dependent on the Lord. And I just remember that sticking with me. And like you said, I not that I enjoy this pain or the suffering, but at the same time you do, because you're closer to God than you ever had. Because like I didn't have my mom or my fiance to lean on, like when I was sick or hurting, or like I really didn't have those comforts. And so it was just, yeah, like in a weird way, like I miss that part of just me and Jesus only. And I always strive to find that still here in my life now. So.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And I think like those seasons definitely teach us a lot about who he is, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's so beautiful. Okay, so Fearlessly Fit Faith is all about living fearlessly in obedience to God, living fit in our whole person, so spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and environmentally, and having the faith to pursue God's will for our life. So how would you say that you are like already doing this, and what ways do you think you need to grow in?
Yeah, so kind of like I said a minute ago, I mean, my faith, if you hear my story, it's pretty obvious. God's just been everything to me. And I, you know, just because He's had to be. And He's been my rock just in every season. And I've really just, since I came to know Him in really a personal relationship during my freshman year of college before transferring to Clemson and just after the tragic death of a really close friend. And it's just crazy looking back to see how God used such a tragedy to bring me and so many others to even just like want to know Him more. So I just really learned that God can bring good out of just the worst circumstances. And anywho, I just, it's crazy to see how much I've grown since then. And just how important it is, yeah, to like take care of the spiritual disciplines of like being in the Word at daily, mentally, like focusing your mind on things above, physically making sure like I'm working out and taking care of my body, like stewarding that, and emotionally, like being there for others and let like being vulnerable enough to let them be there for me. Going through your list and socially, just yeah, like even right now with the coronavirus, like staying home, like doing my social responsibility to like help others and the environment, just like taking like this is our place to steward together. Things that I would like to grow in. My husband is currently the college pastor at our church, and I really loved having the opportunity to come alongside him and just encourage and love on all the local college girls in our ministry. And kind of in my own story, college was just such a transformative time for me and my own faith. So I definitely think that's why I'm so passionate about being just that type of mentor figure for others, just because I had so many other girls do that for me, and women, just moms, like all different ages of women, and even in Uganda, like just people pouring into me, and I want to pay it forward and give back. So something I'm like growing in is learning how to continue being that for others.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I don't think we ever like stop growing in that, you know, because
Yeah.
everybody's different and we have to find how they are like to be served, you know.
Totally.
So yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so go ahead and give it to us. What do you do?
Yeah, so I started, kind of like I mentioned, a lettering art business called Emily Mabry Creative the day after our honeymoon, actually. I was back at home and didn't really have a job because after getting home from Uganda, I was living with my parents, Wes's parents, like working at coffee shops, gyms. Like, I mean, literally, my people joke, I was just working like all kinds of part-time jobs just for that season. Just really trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I had started, we might actually talk about this in a minute, but yeah, I started a little business called Light to the Lambs to create like cards and little things to give, and basically gave half the profit back to the women and children in Uganda. And kind of through that, I just saw how much I loved making lettering art. So I started Emily Mabry Creative as a way to help others see the beauty and joy all around us through lettering art, custom cards, a little bit of photography, and just all things creative. And it's just been crazy to see how it's taken off since then. And so fun to have all these sweet customers and friends just like following along with my little Instagram page and supporting my business.
Yeah, that's always so fun to just like see the people that come along and like make new friends out of like what we're doing,
Yeah.
especially when it like honors him. So
Yeah, totally.
how did you get started and how did you find this passion?
Yeah, so kind of like I touched on before, I got started just kind of after, here's my dog whining, I'm gonna let him out real quick. After getting back from Uganda last fall, I was just wanting to find a way to give back. So I mean, I really honestly wasn't very good, but I just started making cards and doing Christmas cards, thank you cards, like so many fun things. And I mean, people just loved it. And I sold so many, and it was just such a fulfilling thing to like see the fruit of my hands, like get to bless others and also like make a little bit of income and give back. So it was just super fun. And kind of after we got married, and I was about to start working at a local like Pure Barre studio, I just wanted to really, my husband was just like, Emily, you're so good at this lettering art thing, like you should just go for it. And like I just kind of went for it. So I started taking photos for people, doing lettering art, and it just kind of transformed into what it is now. And the crazy thing is like I've never been necessarily an artist and never studied art. I've just always loved hand lettering. But now looking back, like I remember in third grade, Miss Wood's class always, yeah, we learned how to do cursive. And like I was not a huge, like I was good at school, but I didn't really enjoy school except for the social part. But I mean, cursive was my subject. So like looking back, it makes sense. Like I was really good at that, and it was fun. It was always my thing. And you know, and my mom always jokes that I never even knew that I had these skills because I was so busy like being social and playing every sport and cheerleading, like you name it, I did it. So, you know, now that I'm older, it's cool to see that like I had these creative and artistic abilities that I honestly didn't know I had. So that's been fun. But yeah, like I said, you know, after that little card business, I just realized not only did I love like creating art and lettering designs, but I also was like really good, honestly, at social media marketing, and just through kind of all of that learned that I had skills there. So it just kind of all came together with Emily Mabry Creative. And after a couple months of working at the local Pure Barre studio on our sales team and learning a lot of social media type skills there too, my business just really took off, and I was able to just quit my part-time jobs and just focus on this business while I'm in grad school. So now I pretty much run it full-time. I'm constantly creating new designs, shipping out orders, and encouraging others through happy art and just encouraging words over my Instagram page. And it's just really been a dream come true. And you know, all my friends just like say, it just feels like the Lord has put all of my passions together, creativity, beauty, seeking joy and encouragement all together through this little creative business.
Yeah, and he definitely does that for us because, like, I've seen that in my own life in
Yeah.
different ways, how he just like pieces together different parts of like passions and desires and like molds it all into one and like makes something beautiful out of it. Like, and I just thought of this, but like, I have always wanted to like live in a big city, but like, I didn't do it in college because the college that like I would have gone to
Yeah.
was in my favorite city, so like I never would have been in class with him.
Yeah.
But like now I've moved to a big city and like I know the Lord is like bringing together all of my passions so that like I can just be molded into like who he wants me to be in this next season of life and like onwards. Like I can't wait to see like what it turns into. So
yeah,
that's definitely awesome. And I think he definitely honors like all of our passions and desires for sure.
And it's cool, like with your story, you always desire to live in this big city, but it's almost like God was like, hey, not yet, like not yet, sweet girl. Yeah. Like, I've got this. But it just wasn't his timing. Like now you're in the season and it's like right. And you didn't try to force it when it wasn't. So
right. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, so how did you get started and how did you find this passion?
Yeah, so I kind of, you know, talked about how I ended up starting this in the first place. But my husband was definitely my biggest cheerleader. And, you know, to be honest, I know I wasn't really that good when I started, but his constant encouragement and just like support and just him saying, like, I believe in you, like, you're good at this, like, you can do this. Just really encouraged me to step out in faith and do this thing. So looking back on almost this past year, I'm just blown away by what God has been able to do through that encouragement and step of faith just in starting a small business. So not only has it allowed me to encourage and pour into so many girls through my little, I said, corner of the internet, but it has encouraged my own faith too, because I've just seen how God loves to give good gifts to his children and how there's always beauty and joy to be found, like no matter what. So that's my heartbeat behind EMC. And not to mention, we definitely needed the extra income with both of us being in graduate school, mine for counseling, and Wes is still in school for seminary. So this business taking off has just been such an unexpected blessing to our family, and definitely like shown us how the Lord cares for his children. Because like us both being in grad school was really scary. So it's crazy how this business came at the perfect timing, and I grew in my skill, like art skills I didn't even know I had. Like, there's no denying that this is Jesus. So, but it's been just really flexible since I work from home, and allowing me to travel with Wes with a lot of his stuff and keep up with graduate school studies and just make my own schedule. So I've just been blown away by the Lord's like faithfulness and all of it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just want to touch on like how like the encouragement of your husband like has helped you to encourage other people. Like, because we need that, you know, like to keep going. Like, yes, we get our affirmation from the Lord and like he is our greatest encourager, but like to have people on earth who like see us and like understand what we're doing or like our heart behind things. That matters so much. So, yes, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, they're like the living extension of God to us, you know, like our people.
Yeah.
We need them. Yeah. And we need to be that for others. So it's awesome.
Yes. Okay, so we kind of touched on this. So what sparked this journey of yours, and has it always been a passion? I know you talked about Miss Wood and cursing.
Yeah, good memory. So I just, this keeps coming up, but I think this is just the most important thing for, I guess, your listeners to hear, but, crucial steps, honestly, just finding your people. So I just, like I said, I really believe in the power of encouragement and stepping out in faith, because my life and my story is definitely just a testament to that. Like, I wouldn't have this business if I hadn't stepped out in faith, but I also wouldn't have ever stepped out in faith if I didn't have the encouragement from like people I love. So if it hadn't been for Wes and just so many of my supportive friends, I just don't think I would have had the courage to like put myself out there the way that I have. Because it really takes being vulnerable and brave in order to start a small business. And so I'm just thankful for the Lord's guidance and his provision and providing just this community of encouragement to push me to where I am now and hold me up. So I really believe you have to be able to start small, and you can't give up when it's small. Cause I mean, in my story, I never expected for this to be what it was. So I didn't really have an issue starting small, but I think a lot of times people who want to start these businesses, like, don't realize, like, it really takes just a couple customers. Like, you don't need this giant following. Like, you just have to be faithful with the few. And even like with our college ministry, my husband always says, if you're faithful with the small, God can trust you with more. Just really the way, not only like we do our ministry, but also the way like I live my life in general, but especially with this business, because I know this business is a gift from the Lord, and it's my duty to steward it and use it for God's glory, but also just like know that if it grows, great. But if it stays like small, that's great too, because it's just a really sweet thing. And sometimes when things are smaller, like you can be more intentional with the people you have. So,
yes, that's so true. And I just want to pinpoint the fact that you said like starting small, yeah, just like helps us to better steward the things that like come in the future. Totally. Because so many of us are just not patient, and like we don't want to wait and like steward the small thing. And I think that's just so important, because like truly, like if something huge was like placed in our lap, we would be so confused, like we wouldn't have any idea what to do. So like we just need those moments where it's like, okay, like I'm starting small, I'm going to figure out how to do this and like do what I can now, and like let the Lord do the rest, and like he just really guides it all. That's, I think, like starting small is like a trust thing. Well, like it's not even like just being patient, like it's trusting that he's gonna do something with the smallness, you know.
And to kind of like add to that, it's kind of, I didn't touch on this earlier, but the question about obedience, it's just, it's crazy, like in the little decisions, like your tithing, how much are you giving back to like the church? And I mean, those things matter. Like maybe no one else sees those, they're secret, but like the Lord does. And like being obedient with your money, like giving it back, being honest with like your taxes, like there's so many things that like the Lord calls us to obedience. And if you're not faithful in the small beginnings, like who's to say like you will be later on? So that's kind of a tough thing to touch on, but it's important for like whoever's listening to hear that, because you have to be just like honest and show integrity and like be obedient just with the small things first.
Yes, yeah, that is so important.
And it really, really is. And I think that's a huge thing for people to learn. And I mean, I'm saying this, just really the tithing, I think it's a huge thing, because like when you start getting that money and you're broke, you're like, oh, this is great. But like the Lord's like, no, like, this is my money. And like it is. So like remembering that like it's not yours. And just like, so that's really important to me, is like we use our money as like we steward it well and like give and are generous. So
I think I've had like a lot of perspectives shown for me, like especially in that, like with tithing, like our money, because like we have a job because like basically we have life because of the Lord, and like we are to give back all that we have. So our money, our time, like, our gifts. We have to be like super purposeful about that, because like we don't live this life like on our own accord. Like we live because he's placed us here, and like he has an assignment for us, you know.
So love that word, assignment. Yeah, that's good.
A little bit of a
I don't know. Maybe I've heard that, but the way when you said it, I was like, yes, I love that.
Okay, so what are some crucial steps that you've taken that brought you to this point where you are?
I think we kind of like touched on that, but just being faithful with the small and just stepping out in faith. So that's really the main thing, and surrounding yourself with your people for sure.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Community girl, preach that all day long.
Okay, so why is your business important to you and the people that you serve?
Yeah, so my heart just behind both the lettering art, you know, aspect, and just like the encouraging things that I get to post on Instagram, is just to encourage others just to see beauty and joy and life, creation, and really just all around us. And especially in the world we live in today, it's just more important than ever to help others see that God loves them, has a purpose, and like you said, an assignment for them, and that they are never, ever alone. So I'm just so passionate about encouraging others to just live into who God created them to be. And I always say, like, walk in your giftings. Like, I believe everyone has gifts, and, like, we just we choose whether or not to use them. But we also need people to point those out in us. Like, for years, I've had people – I mean, I was a cheerleader in high school for a little bit, and just, like, different aspects of my life, people have always just been like, you're the best encourager. I always would hear the word encourager. And as I grew in my faith and like studied the word, I started realizing like, oh, that's a spiritual gift. And like, that comes easily to me. Like, and like a lot of things don't come easily to me, but like encouraging and building others up, especially with my words, and just presence, has always been the thing that like, I didn't have to think twice about. Like, I actually taught school for a couple years before all of this, and I loved my children. Like, I would have done anything for them, like, loved encouraging them, encouraging the mothers. Like, just, I was a pretty environment we were in, and just a lot of single moms. And just, yeah, my kids were not going home to great situations, and it was just really tough. But I just loved those mamas, and I loved those babies. And anywho, I realized through teaching, like, teaching was not my gift. Encouraging was my gift. You know, like, I love the kids and, like, all my mentors. Like, I did great. I got good scores. But, like, it wasn't the teaching that, like, made me come alive. It was just, like, building and encouraging up others. So, anywho, there's just so many discouraging and negative voices out there, whatever your life circumstance is. Like, I don't care what, you know, socioeconomic level you are or whatever. It's like you're facing adversity in some fashion. So it's important that we just, like, build and lift one another up wherever we are, because we really need each other. And my hope and prayer is that through my business and just, like, who I am, I get to be a voice of encouragement and inspiration to all who follow along, because of, like, my heart for Jesus and, like, what he does through me, hopefully.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just, okay, so, like, I want to touch on, this is kind of off tangent, but you were talking about, like, how you loved to encourage the moms and the kids, but, like, teaching wasn't, like, your gift, you know, like, it was encouraging. And I think it's, like, it's so important to be self-aware of
it's
that.
It's hard.
Because, like, we can go, we can go to school for a thing and, like, be awesome at it. And, like, be doing it, but, like, that doesn't mean that that's what the Lord wants for us, you know?
Totally.
So to be, like, like, to be so self-aware about that, and just, like, see, like, oh, maybe, like, this isn't it, and not, like, stay stuck and be like, well, I got a degree in this, like, this is what I have to choose, you know? Like, but we can change. We are people that change. We're changing every day. So, yeah, like, it's definitely, like, super important to be self-aware of, like, okay, yes, like, I love this, and, like, I'm good at this, but, like, is this it? Like, is this what he has for
totally.
Me?
Totally.
So,
no, I love that you, I love that you picked up on that, because it's so important to just, like, know, like, let the people of God speak into us, like, the gifts they see, and be okay to walk away from things that are good, but maybe not God's best for us. So,
Yeah.
Learned that a few times. Probably will a million more times.
Okay, so I'm going to phrase this a little bit differently. So what are some struggles that you've had in your business, and how did you push through? Or if you haven't had any major struggles, who are some people who've really stood alongside you, or people in social media who have really helped you to push through, just and keep going in business?
Yeah, this is a great question. Just because, like, I wouldn't say I've necessarily had any, like, big struggles with my business, just because I have no expectations for it. So it's kind of just, like, it's just been such a, I just viewed it as such a gift. Anything that's happened has been sweet. So, but I just say to keep going, it's so important to surround yourself with those encouraging voices and focus on those. Something my husband always says is, like, first of all, you can't please everybody. Like, we all know that. But also, like, there might be, like, even if they don't, no one actually ever even said anything, but there's always going to be a couple, like, just negative voices you think you're hearing, which a lot of times you're not. And so just to make sure to remind yourself to, like, focus on those, like, 10 or so people in your corner, like, cheering you on, like, you got this, like, you know, just keep your focus on those encouraging voices, because we need those in order to keep having the courage to put ourselves out there. And yeah, too, just, like, continuing to have our full identity and security in the Lord. But yeah, at the same time, you still need people. Like, you need God, but you also need people who are extensions of that to you. And then I can't remember the exact wording, but there's this quote by Mother Teresa that, not just with this business, but just, like, throughout different, I guess, steps of obedience in my life. But this really applied to me. But it said that our confidence should be so secure in Christ that when we are praised, like, it doesn't affect us. Like, it's great, but, like, kind of, you know, nothing really changes in us. And when we are criticized, it doesn't, like, destroy us or bring us down. So it's, like, and not necessarily even, like, criticized, because a lot of times criticism can be a good thing. But it's, like, if it's constructive. But it's just, like, getting to a place of security in the Lord, and also in the people who know you, like, are in your corner, your wise counsel, like, knowing that, like, you have them to hold you accountable and be with you. But like when the other outside people are like, oh, you're so great, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, that's nice to hear, but like that doesn't affect you. But also like if you in your head think that someone doesn't like you or whatever, doesn't agree with you, it's like, that's fine. But like, I know the people that are in my corner and know my heart and know God's heart for me. And like, I know what the Lord's calling me to do and I'm secure in that. So like, in order to stay on, like you said, our assignment, we have to keep our focus on him, like eyes fixed on him. And on the people he's like put in our lives to keep us on track.
Yeah. And that Mother Teresa quote, like, it's just, it's like a reminder that we have to like be so secure in him. And like, if we are not like finding ourselves in the word, because like the word is like our
good anchor,
you know, like it's going to tell us where we're wrong. Like, if we are not like secure in the word, then we're not going to know, like, whether that criticism that a person is giving is, like, good criticism or, like,
it's
whether
hurtful. That, like,
good
is,
or, like,
Because we've all been there. Like, so, we've all, you know, felt, you know, hurt or whatever. And, yeah, and on the other flip side, it's so wonderful, like I said, to hear, like, kind things or people, like, share your page on social media. But at the end of it all, the only opinion that really matters is God's, because, like I've said, like, I've had to learn to look for him for my guidance and my full encouragement, because I mean, he has been the one behind, before, and through every decision I've made with my business. And I truly give all glory to him because it's his. Like, there's no part of this that, like, isn't him. So what started as one small, like, little custom order has turned into, like, hundreds, if not thousands, over the past year. And, yeah, so you just can't – and I know that, like, he gives and takes away. So, like, this business is such a blessing. But, like, I'm just stewarding it as long as he wants me to have it. So,
yeah. That's so awesome. So we're actually going to skip over the next question that I have on here.
Totally.
We kind of touched on it. So what has been your favorite project?
Honestly, there's just been so many, but I guess kind of recently I think with everything going on in the world right now, I just had so many customers reach out and want me to do like custom cards or like 8x10 designs with like their favorite Bible verses and even quotes too. But definitely like Philippians 4:8 is kind of the heartbeat behind my business. It's just helping people focus on things that are lovely, pure, and true, fixing your eyes on those things. So it's just been such a joy to help others like keep their minds on God's truth in the midst of like a lot of uncertainty in our world right now. So I just really love creating scripture art, especially that helps customers focus their minds on truth. I had a really sweet customer. She found me on social media, but she is just, I love following her page now. Her name's Nina, but she wanted me to create this little piece to go. She's creating a prayer closet, like an ocean themed prayer closet, which I thought was so cool. And she wanted me to create this like beautiful ocean like design that said like, when I go through deep waters, like you are with me. Essentially, I don't remember the exact words, but basically how God's with you in the deep waters. And I don't know. There's something so powerful about that one, especially because I knew her heart behind it was so in tune with Jesus. And like to be able to be a part of that was just such a gift. And I've had so many customers just tell me their stories, whether it's like a deep spiritual thing or it's like just like, hey, like we got married on this day. We got engaged here. Like I just love hearing people's stories behind the art they want me to create. And that's definitely just my favorite part. Just knowing my customers, like why I'm doing it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's cool to, like, know somebody's heart behind a thing and then make something tangible out of it, you know? Like, you get to create something out of, like, a person's heart or, like, their story. And, like,
that's it's, so like, creating
cool. Because, like, you get to have a piece of it.
And that's the cool thing. Like, I've said from the beginning, like, my mission is to help people see beauty and joy. And that's something that's, like, it's tricky because when you're in the pits, like, it's not easy to focus on, like, beautiful and joyful things. But God calls us to like keep our minds on things above. And so like, I just believe there's always beauty and joy to be found and goodness to be found like in any circumstance, like to keep our eyes on, because God's beauty, he's joy. Like if you have nothing else to find, like he is good. It's a gift to be able to like my people know that that's my heart. So like when they send me things, it's like, they're usually like, you know, the reason they want me to create it is because like that certain place or scripture or quote like brings them beauty and joy, so I get to create that for them. So just the power of it all is really cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so my last question, my sneaky question is, what is one piece of encouragement that you would like to give to the audience?
That's good. I guess just like now, I mean, I've really touched on this already, but more than ever, it's like find those things in your life. Like, first of all, like find your calling. And I don't think that has to be this like big, you know, over dramatic thing, but a lot of times like the Lord has given us little gifts and we are called to use them. They're not like an option. He's like, hey, like, no, I gave you these gifts. Like, you need to use them and be confident in them for His glory, obviously. Yeah. And yeah, so just like encouraging your audience to just like let, like ask your friends, like ask people, what are the things that like come easily to me? Like, what are the things you see in me? And like, usually your close friends and family are the ones who can see better than anyone. So like letting people speak those gifts into you and like having the courage to walk in them is just, yeah. Cause I guess I'm so passionate about this cause I've seen it change my life. And just give me such a new confidence that comes from the Lord. So I'm so passionate about that. Like helping girls walk in their giftings, find confidence in God in those things. And just like, yeah, like just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, again, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just feel, like, so at peace talking to you. Like, it's so good, and I can't wait for everybody to hear. So if you want to say a quick bye, you can do that.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting me come on the show, and I hope this encourages y'all. So.
Thank you, friend, for listening to another Fearlessly Fit Faith podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share with a friend, or tell a friend about the podcast, rate and review the podcast, and then check out the show notes just in case there's anything new for you to keep up with.